If you are not mafkir the bor, then it depends. According to Shmuel, you're right, it's still called the mazik of bor. That the Gemara in Hamaniach later on says, that kol takol a baru, or Shmuel says, afagav the lehifker, even though you're not mafkir your bundles outside on the Shas Rabin, still it's called a bor. So if so, like that told her for sure, is chayif. V'il Rav, it goes according to Rav, Tiyoma kula mishara lamadnu. Rav says the svari that belongs to you, it's like your shore. It's not doima to a bor. A bor is a pshak, you don't own it. You dig a ditch in Rosh Hashanah and you don't own it. It doesn't belong to you. So the taicha, the mazik of bor is when you don't own it. Mashenken, if it's your bundles that you're putting down now in Rosh Hashanah, that's more doima to your shore. Because your animal, that's something you own. So Rav holds anytime you own it, it's not called bor because it's more doima to shor. It's like the mazik of shor. So Mar says monisha. Ila Rav yomakula mishor lamadno hainu shor. It's mamas like shor. Maishino bor. So now Mar says like this. Maishino bor. So now let's go. You put the bundles down v'shus Rav and you mafker it. So it's called the told of bor. Now the question is, are you chayiv or not? So Mar says, of course, why not? Maishino bor shekain tchilas asti yosla nezik. What's the mile of a bor that when you go to Rosh Hashanah Rabin and you dig a ditch, the beginning of your digging, of making it, you made a mazik. That's the chiyav of bor. Because you went and made a takola, you made a nezik Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Umamoydach, after you did it, the Torah puts it, we'll see later on the sugyas, the Torah puts it into your rishus. Well, Taisa says, lav dafka gavi bor, it's not the lav amaynu, it's not really your mammon. V'chein gavi yesh, the pshita, the medlikos, the medlikos, the medlikos, the medlikos, the medlikos, the medlikos, the medlikos. Because the same right now, the bor means it's Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you don't own it. So the Mara says, Mamaynach is lav dafka. Now the pshat is that since you created it, it's like your mom and you have the chiyuv not to watch it. And therefore, Shmirasan Alecha, you have to watch it. So the Mara says, that's why bor is chayiv, if so, hani nami. The same thing should apply by the toldus here, where you put your bundles or a knife or stones in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Tchilas asiyosn nezik. By you putting down these stones in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, the beginning of doing that is for a nezik, is for a mazik. Umamoynach, and it belongs to you, or else even if you masker it, but you're the one that caused it. And therefore, shmirasan olecha, that you have to watch it. And therefore, if somebody gets hurt there, of course you have to pay. Nevertheless, it says, Ella, of course the svar is told of the bor kabor. About the toldus of bor is like bor, like a monisha. This avnoi sakina masor that you put down in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, if you're masker it, it's mamish, it's a told of bor, and it has the same svar as like bor. If you're not masker it, so according to Rav, it's sure, rather we said all the toldos achayiv. Like Shmuel, that's a bor, it's also a svar you should be chayiv. If so, where did Rav Papa say that's not lav ki yitzavoy? So where it says, v'chi kama Rav Papa, where did Rav Papa say it on? A told of the mavel. Maybe Rav Papa's going on the told of mavel, like we said, it meant shame. We'll soon see now. Tamar says, "Mine you. What does mavim mean in the Mishnah? Ilishmul the yama mavim zushain. According to Shmuel, it says mavim mean shain. If so, Hakimna, we already said that told her the shain kishain. We already put on that the told us of shain and svara should be just like the yama vadi yichayim. So Papa is not talking about the told us of shain of mavim. Ilu Rav, if it goes according to Rav Shita, what does Rav say mavim means? The yama mavim zeoda. That Rav says no. When the Mishnah says mavim, it means odem amazik. If so, my ovis to my toldos itzpe. Let's first see what would be considered the toldos of Adam Hamadik. The chitayma, maybe you want to tell me. Av near. An av means when the man is awake and he does damage. That's called the av of Adam. Tolda yoshim. Tolda would mean when he's sleeping. If a man's sleeping and does damage, then he's also chayiv. And Rashi brings down of a sunsi that even when a man's sleeping, that's also called the tolda. Fred Gemara, but none we learned. Adam mu'ed li'olam ben er ben yoshim. That an Adam is chayiv, whether he's awake, whether he's sleeping, is always chayiv. Rosh the pshat is not called the toldah, that's called Adam amazik, that's mamish Adam. Rosh is Adam mu'ed means er ben yoshim mishleh per grave. At the end of the second prayer, we'll see about that. But even though when a man is sleeping, he also moves around. The guy doesn't just lay like a log. The guy moves this side, that side. So there's things next to it. Like, you have to be careful. When you go to sleep, you're not supposed to go to sleep next to a set of china that's piled up, as they have 10 cups piled up. You're not supposed to go to sleep right next to 10 cups. Because you know when you're sleeping, you're going to give a push there, and you're going to knock down the 10 cups. So therefore, you're chayiv also. Even though you're sleeping, there's no terrors. Like you know before you went to sleep that you're going to move around when you sleep. So the Melech Moritz Kasha, it's not even a toldo. That's trip to the Av. Same way when the guy is awake, he could do damage. When he's asleep, also he moves around and does damage. So they're both called Avis. So what are the toldos? What? That'll be different. That'll be different then. That'll be important. We'll see later in the sugya. It's a shayla of Onyus Gomer by Otma Masik is the Chayiv and not. That'll see later on. Elo, rather, what's called the toldo? Akichai Veneyim. His spit and what comes out of his nose. Rashi says, Kichai is Reikapeh, the spit. Niyai Leichas Tachayim. What comes out of the nose. That's called toldo. First thing, well, let's see. Hey, what are we talking about? Ibahadi di Azli Kamaski. If one he spits out of his mouth, it goes straight to somebody's face. Face, and smazik you, goes straight into your clothing and ruins your beautiful shirt. Fredigamar, Koichaihu. That's a vada called Koichai. Rashi says, Idi Hadi does the Kamazimishanoful al Shiroyim. It goes on your beautiful silk shirt. Vitanfu and your spit dirt is your silk shirt. See, look, Toichamashkin also goes into your beautiful, you have a cup of soda there. Somebody spits into it and ruins your soda. You can't drink it now. Koichaihu. Rashtan's upshot is behind the words and gufu v'chayiv. That's not called the tolda then. That's called koichai. That's called just like give somebody a punch. Who was it? You could tear the guy's shirt. Same way you could spit on the guy's shirt. That's not mish odem amazik. That's not even called the tolda. That's called an av. Elamai vi bosa denaychi. Elamai means you spit on the floor. And you have a piece of, you have your saliva there on the floor. And now somebody comes and trips and slips on the saliva. For the mori bosa denaychi, beinarav ben neshmul hain the bor. There's no other mazik anymore, that's a mazik of bor. Like a vada, your spit, your masker. Nobody wants to keep a spit. Comes out of the nose, goes on the floor, you don't want to keep it. Of course, what comes out, your masker. So that's hefka. So if lands on the floor now and somebody tramples over it, it's a bor, that's regular bor. So it's not other mazik, it's not other mazik anymore, it's bor. Rashi, the boss of the Rashi means, ach and leich heroic, loris. After your spit landed on the ground, has they come in shuhuchlat of them and somebody tripped on them, so vad is mamash on the mamazik, and it's bor hamazik. See, if so, Fred Gemara, the tolda of the mava, kemava. So vad, the tolda of mava is like mava. So, through the way Rashi learned, Poshis Mashmi, there's no toldas here.
However, the Mashur himself also says, the Rashi, even though he says Kodom, it doesn't mean Mamish is like Odom. Havada Rashi also reads it's a Tolda of Odom, and therefore Koichai is the case of Tolda. The Gemara is now saying the Tolda of Mavir is Kamavir.
Tolda the Mavir Kamavir. Posh Loshna Gemara wouldn't be Mashma. That Loshna Gemara Mashma, that your Keicha Veneyo is called the Tolda. What comes out of your mouth is called the Tolda. Just the Mazon is saying it's Svarab Shit Yid Bichayev. Since it's from your koichoi, it's just like Odom Amazik, just like you punch somebody, Chayiv, Havad, if you spit, you should also be Chayiv. But Havad is called a Tolda. Then it's good Lashon HaGemara. El a Tolda, the Mav Havad, is Kamavah. If so, the Chi Kamar Apophah, where did Apophah say his Memro, that Lav Ki Yitzvah, I'll have to tell you, I told the Yesh. He's going back, told the Yesh. For the moment, let's see. Told the Yesh Ma'aniyu. What are the Toldas of Yesh? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Avnoi Vizkina Masoi, again, his stones, or his bundle, or his knife, shenich and b'reish gag, gagu, you put it on top of your roof, v'nofloi b'ruach mitzuya, and you put a mamash at the tip of your roof, it's not just about balance there, then when a normal wind comes, it makes it come down, it'll knock somebody's, crack somebody. There's eikoi, the mohechi dogi, what are we talking about? Ibahadi da azli kamaski, if while the stone is coming down, tumbling down off the roof, it hits somebody on the head, hainu eish, v'dimoy, that's mamash, the mazik of eish, why is Eish Chayiv? Now, even though you light the match in your Rishus, why are you Chayiv? The Koyach Acha Muravehem. Because there's another Koyach there, the wind comes and takes the fire and moves it away. And you should know the wind's going to take away your fire by Ruach Mitzuya, that's why you're Chayiv. Like Koyach Acha, Rashi says, Koyach Acha Muravehem, for heaven and Lasuki Adaite. You should have known this. In other words, that's the reason why you're Chayiv Eish. Since Eish has the koyach acha, means the wind is there to blow it, to make it move, you should know that your fire is going to travel and do damage. So that's why you're chayef eish. So I'll tell you here also, and it belongs to you, the fire, ushmeros nalecha, hani nami, the same thing, these stones that you put on top of your roof, and you know now that any normal wind will come and blow it and make it fall down, koyach acha murim, like you know on top of your roof, the koyach acha, the winds will come and throw it down, Umamaynach belongs to you, Ushmiros Nalechot, your Shmiros Avad, you should be Chayiv. So Avad, the Svari is the Toldos of Eish is Mamash like Eish. Elo, what comes out is about the Told of the Eish Kesh. True, the Toldos of Eish is Mamash like Eish. If so, the Chikomer HaPopa told of the regal. Where did Rapapa say, Lavki Yaitzaba, that's my regal. Shrati Gemara, regal. Ho Akimna told her the regal can regal. We already just got finished saying before that told us a regal is mamish chayav like regal. So Gemara says there's one exception. Bechatzi nezek tsroiris. In the case when the animal is walking, and while he's walking, he hits pebbles, and the pebbles go and hit somebody. That's called tsroiris. That there's a new halacha l'moshe Mitzinai that you only have to pay a chatzi nezek. Even though it's mamish koichay the animal, and without the local machine, I would have said you have to pay a nezek sholem, but there's a local machine in Sinai that tsroiris only pays the chatzi nezek. It's a local gemirulo. Rashi says, the chatzi nezek tsroiris, shoysim alecha, the animal was walking, v'tiza tsroiris braglem, while its feet was moving, it kicked like pebbles. V'shubas the kelim, the pebbles broke kelim. The kaim law, the hilchos of gemira law, the mashem is Sinai. The mavainahu, for like knas, it's not called like knas like tam. The alpha god, the palgan is kashan of yichav, a knas, even though a tam is a knas, here it's called mamon. Because really it's regal, it's urche bahochi, it's normal to do it. The mikoyach regal the yosik, regal the yeah. Now, the other thing though, it's not mamish like regal, here a proper saying, told the sayim, this told the regal, is lav ki yaitzavoy, because it's nuk zeros akosiv, that you only have to pay a chatinetic. For the Gemara of Sovia, my Karl, the told of the regal. Why is it called the told of the regal? If it doesn't have the same halacha of regal, so why do we call it a told of the regal? The Torah says, I forgot, even though it's like regal, but since it's dinam, not different, we should have called it a name by itself. Sumara says, no. L'shalim min aliyah. It wants to teach us, you have to pay min aliyah. Min aliyah means, you have to pay more than the animal's worth. By shor hamazik of keren the halacha is, you only have to, even by a muid, you only have to pay as much as the animal itself is worth. If your animal is only worth $100, and it does damage to somebody worth $200, you don't have to pay more than $100. You only pay migufa. Mashenken here, this is called a told of regal, that by regal day you pay min aliyah. Means even if your animal is only worth $100, and it does damage to some clothing or some cable that's worth $200, you have to pay the $200. So here you pay min aliyah. That means, let's say the shor was only worth $100. And it did damage to $400 worth of kelim. So you only have to pay chatzin nezek, you only have to pay $200. But those $200 you have to pay. Even though your shor is only worth $100, you have to pay the extra $100 men aliyah. For the Gemara, I go, Vomi boy, boy, Rav, Rav had this for question. The boy, Rav, Rav asked this for question. Chatzin nezek tsroiris. That is, there's a locha that you pay chatzin tsroiris. Pays the chatzin nezek.
This tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpoch Lezecha Nishmas, the father, Rabbi Victor ben Rav Chaim Avrom, Olav Hashalom. The limur of this tape should be eschusten.
The Rav had this for question. After this is a local, the Chatzin has the boy Rav, Chatzin has the Tzoris. Migufa, Mishal, do you pay only Migufa? How much the animal itself is worth? Or in an aliyah, Mishal, you have to pay even from out, from above means even from your own money. So Mar says, true, the Rav of Miboyele, Rav had it for question, but the Rav of Shitele, for the Mar, though, but the Rav of the Miboyele, I might call it told the regal, but according to Rav, that he had a suffix, maybe Tzoraris does not pay him in aliyah. If so, why do we call Tzoraris told the regal, let it call the name by itself? So Mar says, La Poitra Bishus Rabim. It's called the told of regal that has this kula, just like regal b'shus rabim is pata, hu adin, tsroris is also pata b'shus rabim. Keren is chayi b'shus rabim. But regal is pata b'shus rabim, that's why it's called the told of the regal, that tsroris is also pata b'shus rabim. Now it's about the Mishnah of Yamavir v'yahever. But the more my mavir, what does mavir mean? Rav ha mavir zog, it means odom mazik. Hu shmul ha mavir zeh shein, no it means shein. Rabba Mamad is the Odom, the Chsid the Pasuk says, Oh, my Shemer, also Boyka Vagam Lilo. Im Tiv Oyun, Bo Oyun. It says, Lashon of my Odom, to Boy of Yibor, he should talk. So, Mash Lashon of Mavi goes in Odom. But Shmuel Amano, Mavi Zeh Hashem, the Chsid, Eich Nechtesu, Esau.
Nivu Mitzvunov. So, Mor says, My Mashma, how do you know this goes on Shein? So, Mor says, Could him targum Rav Yisrael, racism targum it, Ichten Ilvish and Esau, how will we find out Esau? Is Galim Matrimohi, who will be uncovered what was covered before, just like teeth is sometimes covered, sometimes uncovered. Now the Gemara says, Rav, my time of Yom Kishmuel, how come Rav doesn't say like Shmuel, that it means shame? Omolach, so Rav says, Miketani Nivo, does it say the word Nivo? It says Nivu,
And so
Rashi says, Nivo de Mashmu Hatzma Niv, he himself was doing it, uncovering it. And it doesn't say that word, therefore Rav says that word Nivo does not mean shame. And then Ushmu Matem Liyamik Rav, how come Shmu does not like Rav that it should mean Adam? Omlach Mikatani Boya? Does the Pasuk say Boya? It says Bo'ov. So it's not Mashmu's going on Adam Amazik. So Mar says, so Michti, let's see, Kroloi Kamadaik, Loi Kamadaiki. Really, the Pesukim is not Mashmu more one way than the other way. If so, Rav Matem Liyamik Shmuel. So how come Rav Taka doesn't say like Shmuel that Mavir should mean Shane? So where it says, because he learns, Rav learns that Svaris, Tonish, Shor, Vachomil, the Shor. When the Mishnah says Shor, it means everything's included. In other words, Karen, Regal, and Shane is included in Shor. And therefore, Mavir has to mean Adam Amazik. For the Mora, Shmuel, Nami, Yatonya, Le Shor, I, according to Shmuel also, why don't you say in Shor is everything? Know that Shmuel holds when it says the word Shor in the Mishnah means Karen. Or Mavu Lashina, therefore Mavu means Shane.
But Lashina, Mavu means Shane. Vosikoma, if so, this is the Havamina, then the Mishnah means Shor is Karen, and Mavu is Shane. If so, what does the Mishnah mean? Leah Reah Zeh? Vosikoma, Loi Roy La Karen. Shane Hano Lezeka. Karen doesn't have any enjoyment when it does damage. Keroa Shane, Shieshano Lezeka. That Shane has another lazeka. So if it only say Karen, I only think Karen is Chayim, because it's possible to watch it. It doesn't have enjoyment. But Shane that has enjoyment, maybe it's not possible to watch. Maybe they're your butter.